Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $6,200. Okay, Aaron and Scott, ready to play today?
Hi, I'm ready.
How you doing?
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, you two. $6,200.
Let's do this. I love a team. All right, so here's how it works. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He comes back in, gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do it?
We're ready.
Okay. Number one, a study on band tees found that Nirvana has the highest average resale at $279. What city is credited with the grunge movement that launched Nirvana and Pearl Jam?
Seattle.
Number two, Ocean's 14 is a go for its 5th installment with both Brad Pitt and Amal's husband returning. Who is Amal's husband?
George Clooney.
Number three, Grammys are Sunday, and a list of the artists who have never won a Grammy include Katy Perry, Queen, and the rapper that famously rapped, "It's 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home." Who's that?
Snoop Dogg.
Number four, Dolly Parton just announced that the world premiere of Dolly, an original musical, will take place in Nashville this summer before heading to Broadway in New York City in 2026. Who is Dolly's Grammy-winning pop star goddaughter?
Miley Cyrus.
Got it. You got it on time. Number five, the Louvre announced that during its renovation, the Mona Lisa will get her own room. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go. Yeah. Come on. Aaron and Scott got all 5.
Okay, $6,200. Let's see how I do.
Number one. A study on band tees found that Nirvana has the highest average resale value at $279. What city is credited with the grunge movement that launched Nirvana and Pearl Jam?
That'd be Seattle.
Correct. Number two, Ocean's 14 is a go for its 5th installment with both Brad Pitt and Amal's husband returning. Who is Amal's husband?
Amal's husband. George Clooney.
That's how I'm going to call him now. Amal's that husband.
Seems ridiculous.
No, she is very established.
I know you're a big fan of hers.
Beautiful woman.
I know you're a big fan of hers.
Okay. I want to remind you that if you get any of these wrong, you lose. Okay, Raven?
Let's go.
Number three, Grammys are Sunday, and a list of artists who have never won a Grammy includes Katy Perry, Queen, and the rapper that famously rapped, "It's 2 a.m. and the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home." Who rapped that?
The Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is right.
Yeah.
Number four, Dolly Parton just announced that the world premiere of Dolly, an original musical, will take place in Nashville this summer before heading to Broadway in the city next year. Who is Dolly's Grammy-winning pop star granddaughter? Goddaughter.
Goddaughter is Miley Cyrus.
Goddaughter, right.
I don't think she has any grandkids.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. All right. It all comes down to this last one.
Okay. Stephen King. Just kidding. Ask the question.
The Louvre announced that its renovation, the Mona Lisa will get her own room. Yeah. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, wasn't it?
Are you thinking or do you know this? I don't know if he actually knows
The Mona Lisa, is it Da Vinci?
Da Vinci's right.
Yes! Sorry, guys. I'm just going to keep this money and walk over here.
All right. Well, here's the good news, guys. Because you got 5 and you tied at 5, you will get your chance at redemption. I think they're the first ones in the tied for 5. Julie, what does it say? Yeah. All right. So we need 4 more people to tie in with 5, and then you'll have your chance to come back on and play him again. Sound good?
Okay. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks,
yeah. Great
guys.
Game, you guys.
Aaron, and we can't beat Raven.
Very impressive. 5 for 5, really. $6,300 tomorrow, Anna. With that much money on the line, good game.